York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Here we are, and you are there. I am here, and welcome to the big radio show. Happy Tuesday to you on this tax day. I know it's the 17th. I'll explain later, but the 17th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. We've got a lot to cover today. Some news being made from the United Nations and also over at the Supreme Court. Let's start with the Supreme Court today, and we'll get into tax day, and if the NTSB comes out, Southwest Airlines had an engine explode on them, and they landed safely in Philadelphia, but seven passengers were hurt. One passenger is in critical condition. So we'll get to that information as it comes along as well. And Stormy Daniels has released a sketch of the man who threatened her. And I got an email. The memes going around are hilarious about, you know, who is it? Is it William DeVoe? Is it Tom Brady? Who? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of funny stuff. But let's start with the Supreme Court because of the fact the real story, the headlines are all about the fact that Neil Gorsuch sided with the liberal justices, I should say, on an immigration ruling. He joined the normal four that are usually voting on the left side of the ideological aisle to provide the tie-breaking vote in the Supreme Court ruling today that said a federal immigration law requiring deportation for certain crimes was unconstitutionally vague. It's all about, it's Sessions versus DiMaia, and it's on a Filipino with permanent U.S. residency. This guy had a green card. He wasn't here illegally. He was here with a green card. And he had been convicted of burglary. His name is James DiMaia, and he argued that when Congress adopted deportation criteria for immigrants who committed violent crimes, it wrote some of the rules so loosely that they are unconstitutional. So the ruling was 5-4. The court agreed that it was unconstitutional because it was so loosely written. So who knows what I've checked the Twitter feed. I haven't seen anything from Donald Trump on this. The majority's ruling, written by Justice Elena Kagan, relied upon a 2015 decision written by the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who Gorsuch replaced. And Justice Gorsuch, like his predecessor, favored procedural protection for defendants against sweeping government power. So Justice Gorsuch explained his approach in concurring in the opinion, saying vague laws leave people in the dark about what the law demands, allowing prosecutors and courts to make it up. So going back to this guy who was the burglar, James DiMaia, he was convicted under California's burglary law, which applies to everyone from armed home intruders to door-to-door salesmen peddling shady products, according to Justice Gorsuch. That's what he wrote. He says, how on the vast spectrum is anyone supposed to locate the ordinary case and say whether it includes a substantial risk of physical force? No one knows. So the California law applied to everyone from a guy who breaks into your house with a gun to somebody knocking on your door selling you something that's a shady product, according to Gorsuch. So now where do they go? So what this means is that if there is somebody that's convicted of a serious crime, they cannot be immediately deported once they get out of jail. They have to go back around and have a hearing to find out whether or not they should be deported. And this guy was basically on the list to immediately be deported. Because federal law permits deportation of legal immigrants if they are convicted of an aggravated felony. And this goes back to the Obama administration, and the Trump administration claims the same as the Obama administration, claimed that burglary can be categorized as a crime of violence because of the way that the law is worded. The law says, by its nature, the crime involves a substantial risk that physical force against the person or property of another may be used in the course of committing the offense. So, it's a crime of violence even though there may not be any physical force used. That's where you get into, wait a minute, is this unconstitutionally vague? So Gorsuch says, yeah, I think it's unconstitutionally vague. So again, the law is, and Obama administration went with it, Trump administration has gone with it, that anybody convicted of a legal, not illegal, but a legal immigrant can be immediately deported if they are convicted of an aggravated felony. Even though it's classified as a crime of violence, that doesn't mean that there was any violence involved. It just means there's a potential for it. They may have been violent, but that doesn't mean that they were. They could be violent. That doesn't mean that they were. But by the fact that they are, it's an aggravated felony. This guy from the Philippines was bound to be immediately deported. So I don't know if you, one of the things that we talk about, and the president talked about on a regular basis, is getting rid of violent people that are in this country. Get rid of them as fast as possible. So this is saying, well, you can still do it, but you're going to have to go back and have another hearing. Now, there's a problem because 3 years ago, there was a Supreme Court case that considered a similarly worded statute. And in that case, it was the Armed Career Criminal Act. If you were convicted of three prior violent felonies under the law, you got extra prison time. And there, as in this case, is considering a felony was violent, courts were supposed to look at the hypothetical ordinary case. In other words, you may not have been violent, but potential. Was it possible? Was it something that was hypothetical? And if so, you could be immediately deported. So what do you make of Judge Gorsuch? This is the beauty. This is the beauty of Supreme Court justices. They get appointed for life. They are there for life, and they get to be totally independent. So even though this is a Trump appointee, and you would think he would go with the four conservative justices on the court, he went with the liberal justices and said no. So can you call him a sellout for a green with the liberals? Can you? Is this going to make everything change as far as if Donald Trump gets another shot at making an appointment to the Supreme Court? I mean, how? I think Gorsuch is a good conservative justice. But it comes back around to immigration laws and just exactly where immigration laws fit. So Supreme Court ruled that part of a federal law that makes it easier to deport immigrants convicted of crimes is too vague. It's just too vague. So I don't know where this James DiMaia, he's a native of the Philippines. He came to the United States legally as a 13-year-old in 1992. So he grew up mostly here in the United States. And when it came time to the charges of burglary against him, he pleaded no contest. Two charges of burglary. Not one, twice. So they started deportation proceedings immediately against him. The government argued, among other things, he could be removed from the country because his convictions qualified as crimes of violence, and that allowed his removal, even though there was no violence. So what do you make of deporting a guy with a green card who's been in this country since he was 13? Well, I'm sure he remembers the Philippines, but he's here. He's been here. He grew up here. His family is here. He's legally here. And they pick him up and say, we don't like you, and we're going to get rid of you. And it's not, it's for immediate deportation. The category in which his convictions fell is a crime that may involve substantial risk of physical violence. The immigration judges would have allowed DiMaia to be deported, but the federal appeals court in San Francisco struck down the provision as unconstitutionally vague, and that's what the Supreme Court upheld in their decision today. So it's going to make it more difficult to get rid of somebody who commits a violent crime. This guy did not, but his crime was of the nature that it hypothetically could have been. But it also says, if you have an immigrant in this country, legal, green card, doesn't matter. If they commit a violent crime, they're not going to be able to immediately deport them. So this is going back to the point we've gone around many, many times about the fact that law enforcement, the border patrol, all the people, ICE, they keep trying to deport people who violate the law, and they get stopped by the courts. What do you make of Judge Gorsuch? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Well, we're getting word out of Philadelphia, where the Southwest Airlines jet did an emergency landing earlier today. They took off from LaGuardia. And they were at 30,000 feet when their left engine exploded, and the shrapnel from it broke a window and depressurized the plane immediately. And they said, they've been telling us, one person was in critical condition and seven are in being treated at local hospitals. They're now reporting that that person has died. So this is, I think, the first fatal for Southwest Airlines for a passenger. They have almost a perfect track record. They did have a plane that skidded off the runway in a snowstorm in 2005, midway in Chicago, and they went off the runway and hit traffic that was on a roadway that goes by the airport, and hit one of the cars, and in that car was a boy who was killed in that accident. But as far as a fatal crash, a fatal for their passengers, I think this is the first. So sad news out of Philadelphia on that. We'll keep you up to date on that whole story. Phone number here, 855-295-6600. Should we deport immediately? No hearing, no nothing. When you get released from jail after committing a crime that is potentially a violent crime, they should put you in the hands of ICE and send you out of this country immediately, or do you get the shot of another ruling? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Joseph, thanks for waiting. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Tom?
Hello. Hi, Joseph. Yeah.
Hey. I am a former felon. Have my pardon, felony pardoned, but I don't think you should. Anybody should be deported for a burglary, especially if they're a legal immigrant. I think it's too harsh.
How about illegal?
We need to focus.
Do you draw a line there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Absolutely.
Okay. But you think because of the fact that this person had a green card and was in the country legally and committed, sounds like two burglaries, there were two charges against him, they wanted to deport him immediately, and you're saying it's too harsh. Well, the court says it did not say it, the Supreme Court did not say it was too harsh. They just said that the law was vague because what is a potentially violent crime? If you commit a burglary...
Burglary is not robbery.
No.
When you're confronting someone as a former law enforcement, you would know that robbery is somebody you're in confrontation with.
Right.
You're not.
Yeah, burglary is mostly described as you break into some business or somebody's home and you steal something. That doesn't mean that you've met anybody. If you actually go to somebody on the street corner and say, "Give me your wallet," now that's robbery. You're robbing the person. But burglary, no, you're taking possessions from a place, a residence, or a business. So he's got a problem, though. He's a criminal. So what do you want to do? He's a guest in our country.
This is true, but what about the 11 million other guests that we have that should take priority?
What do you mean?
The illegal immigrants.
I'm having a hard time.
I'm sorry, I'm not winking, so it's getting worse for the cell phone coverage.
All right. Well, listen, Joseph, I got your point, so we'll lay it out there. He says it's too harsh. Burglary, again, it is classified as the kind of law that is potentially violent. It is a classification as an aggravated felony. If you commit an aggravated felony and you are legally here with a green card, but you are not a citizen, should we boot those people out? Supreme Court says not right away. They get another hearing. We'll be right back.
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is, and thanks for coming by. We are talking about a Supreme Court ruling that raises some eyebrows because Justice Gorsuch has sided with the four normally liberal justices on an immigration law. And the law basically is one that Gorsuch and the other justices that sided with him said is too vague. But it has to do with a guy from the Philippines who was brought here when he was 13. He has a green card. He's here legally. He's not a citizen, but he's not here illegally. But he has been convicted of two counts of burglary, which is classified as an aggravated felony. And the aggravated felony law says that it is potentially includes violence. May or may not have been violent, but it is potentially a crime of violence. So if you are convicted of an aggravated felony, you are immediately deported. So this guy from the Philippines protests, and the Supreme Court just ruled in his favor, saying, no, he's got to have a separate deportation hearing. The government needs to go in and convince the court that this guy needs to be deported. 855-295-6600. You can follow me on Twitter, the address @SullivanRadio. Tomas Palermo says, the world laughs at us. We should emulate Mexico. Throw illegals, criminals in a prison, extort their family for money, then kick them over the nearest border. David Harrison says, I'm a conservative and an attorney, and I think Justice Gorsuch acted like a true conservative. We believe in the rule of law, and that word means things. Rewrite to be clear and not vague. By sending that message, the law can be better enforced in the future. Yeah, it's a question of Congress writing good laws. Court said this is a debatable, not good law. 855-295-6600. Should we throw out people who are convicted of aggravated felonies without a hearing if they're not full-blown citizens? Brent, Carson City, Nevada. Hello, Brent.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Incidentally, I'm a new American person here. I'm not a citizen. I'm a green card holder. I'm from Canada.
Okay. Okay.
Your phone is
all messed up. What's going on here?
Is it bad?
It's real bad. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No.
You're on a cell phone?
Yeah. You can't hear me properly?
There you go. It's going in waves. Let's keep going
all
here.
Right.
So there we go.
Okay. So I believe that people that are new to the country should be held to a higher standard. And that certainly, if they're not proving themselves to be good citizens, good residents, I suppose, in this case, that perhaps that they should have a risk of being sent back to their former country.
Okay. With your phone kind of wobbling in the beginning, you said you're a green card holder and you're here from...
I'm a green card holder. I'm from Canada.
From Canada.
And... yeah, I had to work hard to come to this country, and I believe that people that are new here, they should hold themselves to a higher standard.
So do you look at yourself as if you are a guest of this country, or do you look at yourself as more of a semi-citizen?
I would say the second one, more as a semi-citizen.
Yeah?
You know, it's just basically I've met all the qualifications. Now it's up to me to be a good guy for the next 3 or 4 years until I can become a citizen.
So if you commit crimes,
continue to be a good citizen.
If you commit crimes, you're thinking, fine, boot them out.
I think so.
Okay.
It's a privilege to become an American, I believe, and I think you have to earn it a little bit.
So you were on your way to, you said you were going to be getting your citizenship, but you said, how long do you think it's going to take?
Some people takes 4 years. I believe I can do mine in 3.
Why so long? What's it take?
Canadians are, why does it take so long? I guess they want to watch you for a certain period of time to make sure that you have a good reputation.
Yeah. You going to keep dual citizens?
I can't even apply.
Are you going to make? Are you going to be a dual citizen? Is that what your plan is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That plan.
All right.
So I think be hard on them, and maybe it'll put a higher standard on these people who have just come here.
Well, I wish I knew how long it was that he came here. He was 13. I know that. So.
Well, you said 1992, did you not?
I did not. So, if you know that, then you're ahead of me on this story. Because
I thought I heard you say 1992 that he got his green card.
You're right. Yes, 1992. Anyway, came here 1992, so that was 26 years ago. He was 13, so that makes him 39. So he's a criminal. He basically is just a criminal, no matter where he lives. If he's going around committing burglary, he's only and if he's been caught twice, that means he's done it 10 times.
Yeah. So, I guess they should be hard on people like that, don't you think?
All right. Good point. Brent, thank you very much, and good luck on your getting your citizenship. Ralph in Palm City, Florida. Ralph, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi. How you doing, Tom?
Doing great.
I think they should throw him out. They should treat him the same as Mexico would treat you. And I spent a couple years in Mexico. And if we exercise this kind of laws here, there wouldn't be anybody coming across the border. They wouldn't like it at all.
Most countries are tougher than we are. I don't know. This guy's from the Philippines. I don't know what the Philippines rules are, but I can't imagine them being as loose as ours. So this means, you know what this means, Ralph. This means that it's going to be much harder for ICE to be able to go around, round up these people that are criminals and throw them out. Right? And I think... it says you got to give them another hearing. That could be years more before you throw them out.
You've got to give them a hearing, but I'm not sure that it's an exact parallel like that. But it may be. I'm not sure. I know that there are things that we could be doing that we're not. For one, we need a good ID system. The Social Security don't get it. What we need is an ID card. I lived in Chile for 5 years, and I had a card. I was legally there, and I could work, and I could have a bank account, and I could have a phone, and I could drive. You can't do any of those things without an ID card. And if we held everybody to that in this country, then that would stop them dead, because if they got across the border, they couldn't do anything. You couldn't earn a livelihood.
Yeah. The thing about the ID card, I've been doing this program for a long time. I remember many, many years ago, the idea of a national ID card, a lot of people would call and scream bloody murder and say, no, it's big government keeping track of you and everything else. And so there was a lot of pushback from people who did not want the government doing that. I wonder if maybe with the times changing, if they would, that attitude would change as well. We already have a national ID card. I mean, we have our driver's licenses that are all supposed to fit the new real ID law. They know who we are.
De facto, as it is.
Yeah. All right. Ralph, thank you. Interesting input about Chile having ID cards. You can't do anything there unless you have one. You like a national ID card? Well, with this guy, he had an ID card. It was a green card. They threw him out. They wanted to throw him out. Court said, no way.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Local Yokel says, so then those convicted of aggravated possible assault should not have their Second Amendment rights taken away. Yeah, you're right, Local Yokel. That's a very good point. Can I read this? Sure. you can't do the dumb button on me. This is, Mark says, the man shouldn't be deported until Walmart finds a replacement cashier. Lines are long enough. Oh, boy. San Antonio Dave says, Tom, unfortunately, judicial conservatives sometimes take a completely different road than leftist judges but end up in the same place for different reasons. Conservatives say, write this law better, and leftists say we should be more compassionate. What's Sean say, waiting patiently? Sean, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I call say that my is that, you know, having a permanent residency card, a green card, is a privilege, not a right. And as such, having a privilege to be here, you should be very cognizant of the laws that you break. And if you break a law that is a significant law, we're not talking about a traffic ticket.
Nope.
We're talking about a significant law, then you have every right to be kicked out of this country.
Well,
and
I'm with
taxpayers.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't think Gorsuch is saying that. I think he's saying the law is too vague because of the fact that what is an aggravated felony, and whether or not you were physically violent with somebody or not makes a big difference, but the law doesn't distinguish between somebody being with a gun, armed robbery, armed burglary, breaking into your house with a gun, versus somebody who's just selling you shady products at the front door. So that's, he says it's the way the law is written is the problem. But I, Sean, I'm right there with you on, you are a guest in this country, and you better be on your best behavior, because you are not a citizen, and we will throw you out if you act bad in this country. But don't you think this also has shades of Dreamers, because he was brought here when he was 13. He's now 39.
You know, I am in the military. I'm a recruiter. I know how easy it is for people that, and it's advertised as not easy, but it is actually a little bit easier than people believe to get your citizenship. And if you've been here for 20-plus years and you have not even tried to get your citizenship, you can't complain about not being able to get it.
I concur. Exactly. Yeah. What's he been waiting? What's he been waiting for? Why so long?
It's not so difficult. But you see people, the liberals, they want you to believe that it's almost impossible to get your citizenship, no matter how hard you try, and that we, the American people, should feel sorry for these people. And I do not feel that way.
Yeah. So, since you're in the military recruiting business, how's military recruiting going?
I can say that on my side, it's doing very well.
Good.
It's very strict the rules, but we're doing well. And
well, I was going to say if people think that it's easy to get into the military, and there's that crowd out there that thinks it is. No, I think you guys have gotten, since it's an all-volunteer force, I think you guys have gotten the best of the best. I mean, back in my day when it was when there was a draft going, it was, shall we say, a little less than what you're probably expecting today, but good. I'm glad to hear you got plenty of people. Glad to hear it.
Thank you again, Tom.
Hey, Sean, thank you for your service, too. I appreciate your call. Where are we going? Let's get Tony in here from California. Hi, Tony. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yes, first-time caller, Tom.
And, welcome.
I am an immigrant myself and came many years ago. I was 8 years old and really appreciated this country, and I had to go through all my things. Whatever I had to do, I did it. I became a citizen right away. What I was saying, I agree with the person before me, that a person waited too long to become a citizen. And now that he's still not a citizen, I still think, even though he came as a young person, should be booted out and go by the law. I agree with it completely. I get very upset because this country has done a lot for me. And I'm cannot serve in the armed forces because I had colorblindness, but I would be going first time right now if they take me. I'd go, but I'm 78 years old. It would take me now. But I agree. I think this country's got a lot for us, for all immigrants, if they come in legally. And that's
How long did it take you to get your citizenship? You were a child when you were brought here.
I came at 8 years old, and I think I was 18 years old when I became a citizen.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't wait around. And and that's what upsets me when people talk about this country, where it's the greatest country in the world. So I don't, these people are breaking these laws or coming illegally. Yes, there's some exception, I think, when you're bringing a child and you're coming in illegally. And I think there should be some exception on that. As long as he's being abide by the law, you know. So
that's the thing.
I guess my blood pressure going up because of these people doing that. I had to go through all these systems the way it should be. You know, wait a time period, and that's when you're there and ready to go, you become a citizen.
If I was a guest in your home and I was stealing things out of your home, I think I would expect you to say, there's the door, don't darken it ever again. You'd throw me out. I don't know what that's the difference true. Is. The problem here is that the law that Congress wrote was too vague, and so you think Congress is going to fix it? No.
No. Not, especially here. At the
no. Yep. All right. Well, listen, hey, Tony, thank you. I do appreciate your call very much. I mean, that's exactly what this comes down to. I don't think there's any debate about whether or not this guy should be thrown out. I do think he should be thrown out. The problem is that this aggravated felony, one type of which is a crime of violence, and this was blessed by the Obama administration and the Trump administration, I don't know. It just seems to me that they made the law too vague in that you may not have committed a crime of violence. And Justice Gorsuch even brought up the fact that it includes an armed person breaking into your home all the way to a person standing on your door trying to sell you a shady product. That's pretty vague. But Congress won't fix it. So the way the court rules is criminal gets a second shot, has to have a second hearing before they get thrown out. You know this guy's going to get thrown out, but it's going to take many years and many more dollars and just backlog the court some more. I'm Tom Sullivan for Citadel Roofing and Solar. I want to tell you about an exciting promotion that they're announcing to kick off the official start of spring.